Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 3rd of February 2018, and this is the 743rd Mole Out Loud podcast. It's a beautiful morning today, neither too hot or too cold. I think it's a pretty blue sky, but the sun at the moment is behind a cloud, which makes it more comfortable. I'm really pleased to have got up here, because when I started the walk, I felt as if my legs were definitely wanting to go in the opposite direction and back home. But I'm doing the summit, and I know I'll be pleased I've done it. I am pleased to be doing it. I had a rather odd night. It was, the moon was so bright and so full and comes straight through my window for quite a while. And I also had robber baron possums on the roof fighting out who was going to get to loot my nectarine tree, which is now full of fruit, and the fruit are about 3 days, I think, off ripening, 3 or 4 days, and it's always a race. So I sort of got up a couple of times and went outside and tried to shoo them, but they took absolutely no notice of me. Good morning.
Morning.
The moon was so bright. I don't know quite when it was. It would have probably been about 1 or 2 in the morning that I briefly contemplated going for a walk. Just having that level of light in the middle of the night. But I chickened out, which is a bit of a pity. I wouldn't have gone very far, I think just around the streets. But it was very beautiful, but really hard to close one's eyes, and my eyes kept sort of flickering open with the light. But today, yes, it's just a lovely summer day. It's been really much cooler these last few days, as I told you that we really plunged from extreme heat to, I was going to say extreme cold. It wasn't extreme cold, but it was very cold for this time of year. And then yesterday it was sort of muggy, and it wasn't hot, but it was very muggy and overcast, and I felt so lethargic. My brain was mushy. I started recording a Mole Out Loud. In fact, I started doing it 10 times and really muffing it each time. Each time it sounded as if it was a voice that wasn't my own, and it was very disconcerting. And the more I did it, the more alien my voice sounded. And then at the end of it, I realised that it was Friday and that I don't do podcasts on Fridays. I was able to dump the whole thing, and a good thing too, a very good thing. I've been glancing at my horoscope these last few days because they felt so strange, and definitely my stars are crossed at the moment. One day it just said, you'd probably be better off staying in bed, and another one, that I should take a holiday rather than going to work because of the bad decisions I might make. Today it's about not taking on too many responsibilities and focusing on the most important thing, which of course is really excellent advice, and we know that Michael Knobbs proposes this all the time. So I feel as if this is the day to shed that strangeness. I'm in the upper part of the loop now. It's a little cool breeze. This is what summer should be like, according to my lights. There's a sort of hum of traffic, but beyond that, the sea is glistening, really glittering, I think is a better word. And so are the rooftops. Most of the rooftops in Hobart are made of corrugated iron, so they reflect upwards. So the rooftops are glittering as well. But most of all, what's in front of me is just bush. Certainly as I'm walking, that's all I can see. But when I turn to catch my breath, I can look out over the horizon. It's lovely. It's lovely up here. I'm going to pause for a while and just breathe it in. The air is unbelievably pure here. Well, here in Tasmania, I suppose, but I really notice it on Knocklofty. Really lucky to have that freshness. It's now late afternoon, it's nearly five, and it's so beautiful today, it really, really is. I've been out in the driveway cutting back my bushes. It becomes very difficult to actually get through in any way because they grow over so quickly, so I've just filled a large weedy bin. I've got enough to fill two, and I've also been picking nectarines. I think I mentioned that the possums were fighting over them last night, and so I've been picking the ones that, well, some of them are completely ripe, but some of them aren't quite ripe, but I think they'll ripen after picking. Some I'm just going to have to trust to fate and wait a few days. But I love nectarines. I think they're one of my favourite fruits. So it's really nice that they've grown today. And again, in the past, I've had difficulty with mould, but this batch seemed to be really good. I think there are about three mouldy ones. The others are all looking good. And the other thing I noticed in the garden were blackberries, which I'm just about to go and pick now. They seem to sort of come out one at a time because I've been trying to get rid of the blackberries. They become such a nuisance. They grow so fast here that it's very hard to have blackberries to eat, so it's very hard to control them. So these are blackberries that have come through in spite of my best efforts to get rid of them, and of course I'm rewarded by having some blackberries. So that's where I'm heading right now. And I think I'll have another go at the nectarines with my umbrella to get some of the higher branches of that tree that I grew from a spat out pip. It'll be quite good to be able to lighten the branches a bit so that I don't have to crawl whenever I come home. I'm amazed at these blackberries because there's been practically no rain, and yet they're quite juicy and plump. Perhaps they've found their way into my mains. I love the way with blackberries too that if they won't let go, then they're absolutely definitely not ready. That's a really good sign that they're ready if they fall off in your hands. Some of the cutting back that I've been doing has been blackberries and some of it roses, so it's been quite a prickly afternoon. The ground is so dry, it's hard, very hard. Thinking of all those places that are saturated with rain at the moment. Up in Arakoon, which is on the Cape York Peninsula, where one of our bell ringers is ringing. The Cape York Peninsula is the northernmost point of Australia, where it's dry all the time. But they've suddenly got all this rain and everything's been flooded. So she's been sending enthusiastic photographs back from this bit of flooding in the middle of the desert. I'm surprised the birds haven't found this yet. It's just as well, because one of the things I don't want is for the blackberries to spread. They are a weed here. The lovely smell of sage. I've got sage growing underfoot. Certainly a very abundant time of year for fruit, if not for anything else. Lots of bees. Well, there's some lavender here. I think that's what they're after. I wonder what you've been doing today, where your seasons are at. Oops, I've got a bee on my glasses. Nope. Probably not the best place for it. I suddenly realised that I haven't had any lunch, which is a bit odd. I was being given 2 friands at the cafe, but I really don't think I should just have a frion for lunch at 5 p.m. I'll make myself some supper and maybe have one afterwards, or maybe save it for tomorrow. Then for tomorrow. I've nearly got all the ones that are ready. Yep, I think I can call that a day. Oh, there's some coming through here. Actually, I also think there's some the other end of the garden. But I'll still call it a day. Blackberries and nectarines. Fabulous. I think maybe one of the reasons I didn't have lunch was because I've been picking out on greengages. Yes, I think my eating habits are not very well balanced at the moment. Just lots of fruit. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you are either, well, enjoying yourself in some manner, or are doing something that you really want to get done and will feel better for afterwards. I hope that enjoyment and sense of achievement, or just a sense of being, are with you. A really good sense of being. I feel so much better today. I think partly it's the weather, sort of clear and beautiful and not hot. And I don't know what else. I really realize now, well, I realized then that I've been feeling a bit out of sorts for the last 4 days or so, quite unable to apply myself to anything. But now I can. It's really lovely to have been in the garden. And I'm going to cook something to eat now. So thank you very, very much for listening today. As always, I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you can be at peace with yourself. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday.